Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, we got going to be heading up to the State Fair here in just a couple of minutes. I hope our friend Doug Lear is leaving us some Tubby Burgers. He did take a photo for me earlier today. So I'll be immersing myself in either the breakfast sandwich or I can do both, right? I can have the breakfast sandwich and the burgers at the State Fair. Yeah, we're going to be up there live on Monday and Tuesday. All right, I've been teasing this, and I want to make sure that folks, especially if you're in that Matador area, there is a big farm retirement auction coming up on Saturday at 10 a.m. I want to make sure we get the right information out there to you. And joining us right now is Bob Helbling, Helbling Auctioneers. And Bob, I would imagine you're probably on the farm today getting things set up for this show tomorrow.
Well, that's right, Eric. We were out there for a while today, and I think we got things pretty well in hand. So nice lineup for tomorrow. Some perfect retirement-type farm equipment for sale.
Well, and for folks, first of all, let's start where they can find it if they want to kind of take a look. You guys actually have a really nice website that has a lot of pictures and detailed information of the items that are going to be there. Maybe you could is everything on the website? Is that basically the best place to go?
Yeah, actually, the website, our online portion of tomorrow's auction is listed under equipmentfacts.com. Okay. You can go to that site as well if you're interested in bidding online. Otherwise, helblingauctioneers.com, and you should be able to find everything you need right there.
Okay, and this is because some auctions now that you don't even get to go to the actual location. So is this traditional? Do you get to go, and or can you do it online? Give us the details there.
Well, that's exactly right, Eric. It is a traditional farm equipment auction, and you know, it's always been in the past kind of our claim to fame, and we've continued to do them that way. We've got our people that like to come out. They like to walk around stuff, jump in a cab and what have you, and take a look around. And so that's why we try and accommodate everybody in both directions. The live auction on site, of course, and then if they want to bid from their fishing boat on Detroit Lake, they can do that on their computer or their phone.
That is fantastic. So what have the sales been like this year? I know I'm sure each sale is different, but it's getting more and more difficult to go buy new, and there's some really terrific used equipment. Are the prices going up? Is it a good time to have an auction?
You know, I would say equipment like Terry Gerger's, for example, nice, clean farm retirement equipment. I anticipate this sale to go well tomorrow. You know, we've got low-hourd items there that he bought, most of it brand new. And so, yeah, I think the market is strong in this type of equipment. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, hasn't been around the country. It hasn't been jockeyed around. So, you know, I anticipate a good sale. I think the market will be real good tomorrow.
Is it all farm equipment? It does look like there's some vehicles and different things there as well, and shop equipment and tools, right?
Yeah, we've got, you know, there's a business liquidation from Dick's Auto, which was a Chevy dealer or GM dealer, excuse me, out of Hankinson. I think that closed back in 2000. That stuff's been stored out at Terry's farm. So they've got a couple trailers loaded with Snap-on tools. There's some nice stuff there as well. Okay. Terry's kind enough to let them put that on his auction. And so we will conclude the day with those items from Dick's Automotive. And that's some nice stuff as well. It's, once again, it's stand around a hay rack, stand around a trailer, buy some nice tools, and have a sandwich and hopefully have a good time.
How far away from Wahpeton is this? Within like 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, probably 20 minutes away from Wahpeton. Yep.
Okay, pretty easy directions.
Right by the great town of Matador.
There you go. And 10 o'clock start time. What time should people actually be there? I know it says 10. It starts at 10. Do you need to be there a little early to register and get your number and that kind of fun stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's 9 o'clock, 9:30. Some people have indicated they're going to be there early. Okay. We stopped out at the farm today. You know, there's pickups in the yard. There's people there from Washburn to Wolverton, so I think a lot of people will be there probably in that 9:30 range, but we'll be registering people all day long, and like I said, hopefully everybody can come out and take a look. There's a lot of good stuff on that sale.
plenty to see, plenty to do, not just a couple items. All right, Bob, for anybody that's looking to maybe do an auction in their near future, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Sure, get a hold of us at helblingauctioneers.com. If you want to email us, that'd be great. Otherwise, our phone number is 701-428-3184. And, yeah, look forward to visiting with people.
All right, very good. Bob, thank you so much for hopping on. I know you guys are super busy. I hope you have a great sale. I know the weather's going to be terrific, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon.